Well, as we're finishing out the show, because this is a special show, the team actually asked me to reflect on a couple things related to what I have learned here at Boundless during the time I have been involved. And you know, I often say that not only am I director of Boundless, I'm Boundless's biggest fan, because Boundless actually has really had an impact on me in a number of areas of life, really influencing my opinions and the way that I live out singleness. And so I'm forever grateful to Boundless. If we take each one of our content buckets, which would be the whole concept of adulthood, so that's being single, that's kind of the life stuff of career, finances, all that stuff. Adulthood's one of our buckets. Relationships is one of our buckets. So, of course, dating and prep for marriage. And then faith, what I have learned about faith. Let me walk through just a little something in each one of those areas. So adulthood, the whole idea of being single. What have I learned about being single? Yeah, I've been living it. no, but there is a ton that I've actually learned. And I've kind of only half jokingly on the show said before that, you know, I blame my 20s on myself. My 20s, I was super lackadaisical about marriage and dating. And then my 30s, I got desperate to make up for lost time. And then just now, as I crossed over into 40s, I feel like I have kind of settled into this place of being okay with being single. And those of you who know, who listened to my interview with Tony Evans, you realize that there is a lot about being single that is pretty awesome, you guys. And I am just starting to come into that. And I'm actually sad that it's taken me till my 40s to realize what's so great about being single. But it is great. And the one thing I want to encourage you all to do in this season is to really invest in quality friendships. Do not put your life on hold. Do not wait for life to start in a dating relationship or in marriage. You can serve right now. You can love life right now. You can be all about the stuff that you're about today. But you should bring along great friends to help you on the journey. And so invest in those. Don't just have friendships for random seasons. Okay, in the area of dating, what have I learned? I would say probably one of the biggest things I learned has been along the lines of the friend relationship. Because shocker, I actually got caught in one of those, or maybe more than one of those. Who knows at this point? And this whole idea that I always, you know, the way I describe it is don't be a princess or a pawn. So this idea that, you know, some women are just too, like, no guy's good enough for them. They're God's princess, which is true, but it doesn't mean that we're perfect, and it doesn't mean that we should hold out for perfection. On the same note, we shouldn't be a pawn. You know, you should give a guy chances, but you don't owe anyone a date, and you don't have to give up who you are and everything about you in order to make a relationship work. And so in that way, I say, don't settle. I've really had to learn about what it means to settle in a good way, but not settle in a way that's truly compromising or is giving up who I am. So this idea of dating and just letting it happen, being great in the process, being intentional in the process, but not freaking out, has been a huge learning step for me. And then finally, in faith, I just want to say that probably the biggest thing I've learned recently, especially as it relates to Boundless and young adulthood, is the whole idea that identity is everything. You know, if I've said it before, if you don't truly believe that you are who God says you are and that he is who he is, everything that we share here is just tips and tactics, and it's not going to make much of a difference. And so be in the Word of God. It is your main line of instruction for all things in life. Not only is it instructive, it's actually living and active. Scripture tells us that. So it has supernatural power to transform you, and that is important to remember. Shore up your faith now and your relationships now, and work on the hard stuff so that when tough times come, you're covered and you can walk confidently into the challenges that you face, whether that's related to dating and singleness or just stuff in life and losses you're going to experience along the way. So know who you are and know who God is and start living into that. Even when it seems dark or when it seems questionable, you know that if you're walking forward confidently, you are in good hands because God is before you, he's behind you, and he's walking beside you. So those are some big learnings for me. I would love for you to pop over to the show and comment on this episode about what are some of the big learnings that you're going through right now, because it's always great to learn from one another. Well, that is it, folks, for this week's show. Thanks for joining us for our special celebration of our 20th anniversary. We're so grateful that you've been on this journey with us, not only for this little show, but for 20 years, whatever point along the way you joined us. We are grateful for your listenership and for you just being part of our Boundless family. Continue it. Stay in relationship with us. We love you. I will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.